looking for chick goalies for CCOI 7 with a skill level of A, B, C, or double B? Log on and register now for tryouts at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310.
How y'all talk all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah.
All right, 5:41 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And we're out here at the Hard Rock at our 10th birthday party. The Hard Rock, of course, is on McKinney Avenue. That is in Uptown in Dallas. We're going to be here till well into the night. If you'd like to come out here, there's plenty of time to do that. We are trying to alleviate any and all parking hassles by creating the $3 valet out there. So
that's a good deal.
Recommend that you take advantage of that. And we are in the process of telling some stories of the days leading up to January 24, 1994, day one of The Ticket. And to help us do that, we are joined by a man who... let's face it, sports radio was bound to happen here sooner or later. It was going on just about in every other big market in the country. It was going to happen here sooner or later, but without him or without any of us, then the story takes a little bit of a different path. And he was there at the start. He is Spence Kendrick, our fearless leader back in those days.
Woo! Thank you.
Spencer, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Good to see you.
Nice seeing you too.
Having fun out here at the Hard Rock with everybody today?
Oh, yeah. Always a lot of fun.
Rocking and rolling. Huh?
Rock me.
Rock me.
Our original owner.
Yes, this is the original owner of
what
the ticket.
What a cheap ass he was, too, I'm telling you.
I heard y'all throw me under the bus later.
I'm sorry.
I know. Sit there and we're just joking. You know we're just joking.
Sit there and call him a cheap ass.
I was.
Well, we are, well, yeah, you had to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I support
what,
you.
What was my nickname around the... It was Expense, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Expense. Right. Well, we were swapping stories about the pre-days leading up to it all. And what are some of your memories of that time?
Oh.
I know it's, that's a pretty broad question.
Yeah, it is. What I focused on was trying to put together... The people, the investors, to buy the radio station. We had the station under contract. Mike was out getting all the talent, and I was trying to make sure that we had enough money to get up put on the air. And people, when I presented to them, talked to them, I'd never been in the radio business. They didn't know any of you guys. So it was quite a challenge at the time.
It was a bad investment.
It was terrible.
Hard sell.
Hard sell.
How much of your own money did you have to sink into it eventually?
I put most of my net worth in the deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a leap.
I believed in
it. Did you sleep at night?
There were a few restless nights. I'd look at the ceiling and try to figure out what I'd do next. But
looking at the ceiling, wonder if you'd have one over your head in the next couple months?
Do I have the story right in that you were working as an investment banker in New York City and you listened to the fan up there and you came back to Dallas and you wondered, okay, I don't have sports radio here, why not? I'll start one.
It's an interesting story. What happened, I was working as an investment banker here in Dallas and a guy came in looking, what we did was raise money for people. And a guy named Chuck Dunbar came in. And Chuck was a radio broker, and he was trying to raise some money for one of his clients. We looked at trying to figure out a way for him to help his client raise money, and then I started talking to him, asking him, hey, why isn't there an all-sports station? And unbeknownst to me, his son Jeff and Mike had talked about a sports station, and he put the three of us, or put me and Jeff together, and then Jeff put us together.
I see.
So.
And together you guys look like Simon and Simon.
Oh, we did.
You and Jeff Dunbar. Oh. You did at the time, anyway. Yeah.
Parker Stevenson.
Yeah, there you go. I can't think of the actor's name. Okay.
Meanwhile, on the other side of that equation, I was having those same conversations with these boys.
Right.
So then the job for me became to bring you and them Together.
And over that summer of 93, that's when I got to meet you guys.
Right.
All right, so what did you think, Spence, when you hire Rhines to go get all the talent and he comes back with some names of guys that you've never heard of?
Well, you were about the only guy I could afford at the time.
Hey, Greg,
and see, the best deal about this is that, you know, there is no question. I mean, for what we were going to do, we were underpaid.
Oh, no question.
But the deal was, is I was making a hell of a lot more than I was making at BAP, so I thought I was screwing you to death.
All right.
Now, so it all worked out great.
After you got the ticket on the air and it was up and going, how, during that first year, you only owned it for a year.
Right.
And then you ended up reselling it. And the ticket had some numbers at that point. It was a good investment for you.
Yeah. So by the end of the first year, we were the highest-ranked station for men.
I'll never forget that day when that fax came in.
I know.
When that fax came in, and it was the wisecracking engineer.
Yeah.
Said, my God, we're number one men 25-54.
Yeah.
So to give the P1s a perspective, how much did the ticket cost you to begin with?
We paid $3 million for the station.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's for the signal.
That's for the signal.
And whatever else might have come with it, which wasn't much.
Which wasn't much.
No, not even a typewriter.
No.
We got run off from that.
But it cost $3 million. And we lost money the first year. We definitely lost money. But right about the time that we sold it, the station was starting to make money. So it was a investment that looked like that.
And the ticket sold for, I think, $17 million was what was on the paper.
Yeah.
$17 million. So in 1 year, that was good. But during that 1 year, was there ever a time when you thought that you were going to have to shut it off?
You know, we always made payroll. We always paid our bills, but it got tight a lot of times. Because I think we were charging $75 for drive time at the time. I mean, Jimmy Davis may know, but it was $75 or $100.
Per commercial.
And any other, you know, your two shows, we were charging like $50 a commercial.
Yeah, we were dollar a holler radio then.
You know, and now, I mean, we're up to like $200 a spot now. So, I mean, we are really rolling now.
That's what I heard.
Do you remember, Grego, when Spence, this is before we went on the air, and Spence took you and I out to lunch at
Goodies.
Snuffers. No, it was at Snuffers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember, and it was kind of he said it was a get-to-know-you session. I think it was, let me size up these spares
and
figure out what I'm getting into.
But see, Rhines had already told us that you guys are in.
Yeah.
But now we're finding out that Spence had to sign off on it. So Reiner was telling us that we were in, but in fact, we really weren't.
Rhines had to talk him into it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he stuck his neck out for us.
But understand that I wasn't in the radio business, so I was relying on Mike. And from his days, you know, I kind of had him up on a pedestal because of the Zoo. And I remembered him when I was a little kid listening to him on the Zoo.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So what did you think when we went on the air? Did you think you had something, or did you think this was never going to work?
Yeah, no. I think we all knew once that first day when... At
I knew
6
20
o'clock.
Minutes in that first day that if we didn't do something to screw this up, we had hit a home run.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine that was the first caller at 6 o'clock. And then after that, when the boards lit up, because I was standing right there next to the boards watching the phone calls, and it didn't stop ever, and hadn't stopped since.
And see, that's what we were all worried about. Remember that junior when we'd sit around, man, what are we going to talk about? Because we're in the afternoon, because everybody was conditioned that sports talk was from 6 o'clock to 8.
Right.
And we were like doing it during the day when everybody worked, and what are we going to do if we don't get any phone calls? And
yeah, now we were afraid of that.
Oh, we were horrified. And if we wanted to take 300 calls a day, we could have.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. And that's from day one, Spence. Yeah. Day one.
All right, now let's take a break here. And when we come back, Spence has some absolutely fascinating artifacts over here.
Some are horrifying.
Which everyone here in the Hard Rock will really enjoy seeing these. These are artifacts having to do with the way things could have gone.
Oh, no.
We'll get into that next here on The Ticket.